A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Baptism, you know, isn't so much about the water that's poured over a person's head, or the pool of water where the catechumen is immersed, as much as it is about the spring of water that waits to gush forth from the depths of our very own being. Baptism awakens us to that water, to that gift of life that lies way down deep within us, down in our guts and in our soul. It is the same life that was with God in the beginning. It's the gift of grace. It's eternal. Baptism awakens divine life within us. This was true for Jesus, and it's true for us as well. Like a seed that is awakened to life by spring rains and warm sunlight, so too is the fruit of baptism. It's the sacrament that soaks us through and through with the very being of God, the isness of God. Maybe you remember that film that appeared a few years ago called A River Runs Through It. The final words of the movie are, "Eventually all things merge into one, and a river runs through it." It's a great, wonderful image of baptism. It's what happened to Jesus when he met up with John at the Jordan River. He came out of the water and experienced that the life of God, his Abba, and the life of the whole world was flowing through him like a river. "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus and Abba were one. The French Benedictine monk Abhishektananda, who lived much of his life in India, said this about the baptism of Jesus. "It was at his baptism in the Jordan that Jesus experienced the disappearance of all separation. In the Spirit, he understood the voice which called him Son. And when he replied, Abba, he realized that in this Abba, God and I are one." In our baptism, we too experience that we're one with God. This marvelous discovery that there's no distance between God and us. Like Jesus, we're made of the same stuff as God. All things finally merge into one, and a river runs through it. Yes, the baptismal river of God's love runs through us. It's God's very own self. Baptism plunges us into this inner life of God. Then, once we're soaking wet with God and with God's Spirit, we're then able to begin a life of discipleship. It's Jesus again who marks out the way for us. He experienced that this divine soaking in the Jordan River initiated him into a life of loving service and prophetic action. His preaching of the reign of God was born in those waters of the Jordan. His own baptism awakened in him the deep truth that he was the living water of God, and that that water was to be shared out to the entire world. As we hear in these echoes from the prophet Isaiah, "All you who are thirsty, come to the water. I will pour out water upon the thirsty ground, and streams upon the dry land." In other words, as with Jesus, baptism doesn't only initiate us to the presence of God deep within us, but it calls us to be living water for others, to live godly lives in the midst of the world. We receive the water of life and we become the water of life for others. Again, we hear from the prophet Isaiah in today's first reading, I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I've grasped you by the hand. I've formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement and from the dungeon, those in darkness. Baptism awakened Jesus to his mission as God's anointed one. And in a similar way, baptism awakens us as well, sending us out in loving service to the world. You know, when a seed sprouts, thanks to the water that has soaked it and nourished it deep within the earth, the process has just begun. Because then the seed begins to grow and continues to grow until it becomes a bush or a flower or a tree. And then it shares itself as food and shelter for others. So it's not enough for the seed to just sprout. It has to grow. It has to give itself away. Isn't this what baptism does in us? When Jesus heard the words from heaven, You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, his soul was watered and nourished with love. But that was only the beginning. Immediately, he began to pour himself out into the lives of others. No sooner had he emerged from the waters of the Jordan when he set off to open blinded eyes and hardened hearts. He set off to heal broken bones and sin-sick souls. He chose to set prisoners free and to wash his disciples' feet. The life-giving water that flowed through his lips and hands was born in a deep spring in the depths of his soul. In fact, it was born in the very heart of God, whom he called Abba. This is what baptism does in us. It heals us and it frees us, so that we can taste that river deep within and become life-giving water to others. Mother Teresa and Dorothy Day knew what it meant to experience the river of God brimming over in their hearts and flowing out to others. So did Martin Luther King Jr., whom we here in the United States will commemorate in a few days. In a speech that Martin Luther King Jr. gave in December of 1963, he said these words, All life is interrelated. Somehow we're caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. For some strange reason, I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. And you can never be what you ought to be until I am what I ought to be. Yes, King knew that eventually all things merge into one, and a river runs through it. The river that ran through Martin Luther King's heart was born from the rock that Moses struck, and from the Jordan River where John baptized. That same river poured forth from the heart of Jesus, and it runs through you and me, too.